this is Larry London. We welcome you to the Voice of America to Border Crossings around the world. We are joined by a platinum singer, songwriter, and a recent Female Vocalist of the Year ACM nominee. We welcome the lovely, the talented Caitlin Smith to Border Crossings. It's great to have you back, Caitlin.
Thank you for having me back. It's good to see you.
Now, when you joined us last, would have been 4 years ago, 2018, and you were promoting your debut album at that time. And since then, a lot has happened, a lot has changed. So why don't you tell us what the difference is from then and now?
Wow, so much has changed. I released another album in 2020, on March 13th of 2020, which was an unopportune time to release new music. But I've also had a kid since another child since we spoke last. So I've got two wonderful boys at home. But then, you know, since the pandemic happened and that record, we didn't get to really tour or release like we had planned. I just went straight back into songwriting and started working on album number three. And so I spent the last 2 years writing like crazy. And I'm so very excited because today's the day we're releasing High. This one is extra special because I did spend the last year in the studio producing it myself, which was, a new adventure for me. I'm used to being vulnerable in the writing space, used to being vulnerable and just in the performing space, but production is, you know, you're in charge of the whole sonic landscape. And so it's definitely been a fun adventure, very busy, lots of touring, and doing a lot of celebrating today.
Wow. Well, you know, you've mentioned a lot of stuff. You mentioned your children. You have Thomas and Lewis.
Yes.
And you know, I think recently, not too long ago, you marked 12 years of marriage to Raleigh, your husband.
Yes.
You've taken on so many different challenges in the last couple of years, having another child, having a new, you know, child, two boys at home, that's a handful. And then writing this album during a pandemic, or putting this album together during a pandemic. I understand this album kind of has a message that was inspired by your challenges with COVID.
Yeah, definitely. I think you can hear it all over. And I think that's due to, once the shutdown kind of happened, my husband and I have lived in Nashville for, you know, a very long time. But we're both from Minnesota, and we've always really had a dream to move home, be closer to family, let our kids grow up with their cousins. And so we decided, you know, a few months into lockdown, we're like, what are we doing? Like, this is what we want. Let's just go for it. And so we packed up the family and we moved back to Minnesota. And in that action, which is a pretty big life change, but I found so much peace. It felt so good to slow down, to just go to building a garden and having family dinners. And I think my music changed throughout that. I think you can hear in the record this lightness, this kind of free, refreshing feeling throughout it. And a lot of the songs, even the content, you know, I talk a little bit about my marriage and the highs and the lows and everything in between, really. I really wouldn't have written a record like this had we not been forced to release Low Down the last few years. So
It's amazing that you'd go back to Minnesota after, you know, moving to Nashville. It's cold in Minnesota.
Oh, it is. Ooh, I was reminded in the winter that it may not have been the best decision. No, it is very, very cold, and you just get a real good parka and deal with it.
Now, your husband's a songwriter. Have you worked with him?
Yes.
Before? Yeah.
We write every once in a while, but he also plays in my band as well. So we are sharing a lot of different parts of our lives together. But every once in a while, we come up with an idea and grab a bottle of wine and make something up. And so, you know, he's got songs on my last few records. And the second half of this album, which I'm releasing later, which will be High and Low, we've got a song on there as well, which I love. And so, yeah, he's my muse, but also my co-writer as well.
How do you make that work? He's in your band, he's a co-writer, and he's your husband. I mean, you guys are around each other a lot. So what's the secret?
We are. The secret is get a great therapist. But honestly, we really do love each other, and really just finding the time to make sure we give each other the space that we need. And I mean, it's a continual, like, yeah, continual, like, check-in every week of, like, how are we doing? But I mean, we love each other, so it's not a problem.
Well, songwriting is something that you've done for a long time. I think probably you became better known as a songwriter initially before you started singing and releasing music. And you wrote songs that wouldn't be considered country songs. You wrote for pop stars like Meghan Trainor and John Legend, and you had big hits and big success. Miley Cyrus, you had success with them. And you then transitioned or wrote also for Rascal Flatts and Dolly Parton. And so is there a difference in the songwriting that you would write for, you know, somebody like Meghan Trainor and somebody like Rascal Flatts? What's the difference?
Yeah, I think there's a little difference in how you approach melody, but I mean, I moved to Nashville over a decade ago, and I wanted to be rooted in really the Nashville school of songwriting, which is really just getting to the guts and the truth and the honesty. And then how you wrap it up is really just, you know, whether it's pop or whether it's country, I think really can lay in production. Because at the end of the day, a good song is a good song. And if you've told the truth, you've done your job. But sometimes there's a little bit of a different switch. If I'm writing with a pop artist, we're definitely going to focus more on more pop melodies. And country, you can just kind of go tell the truth, and you can get away with a lot of more stuff too. So
was it always country music in your heart? Did you always believe growing up? I mean, because I don't think of Minnesota as the mecca of country music, but you never know. I mean, it might be. So
that's
growing
so
up,
funny. I mean, I grew up on country music. My first record that really just made me excited and want to do music was Alison Krauss, Now That I Found You. And so I'm a country girl at heart. I grew up in a small town, and I think people forget, like, small towns aren't just in the South, like, and country folks just aren't in the South. You know, we have bonfires out in the country and drink beer just the same as the rest of the country, but we just maybe wear our parkas. But Minneapolis really has a rich music scene. I mean, it's famous for Bob Dylan and Prince. And so, I mean, I feel like growing up listening to country music, you can hear it influenced in mine, but I also feel that you can get, you know, the songwriting influence of Bob Dylan. I listen to a ton of him and Prince as well. And so, yeah, Minneapolis is a special place, man. It's pretty great.
Now we're talking with Caitlin Smith. High is the name of the new album. Are there any surprises on the new album? Have you collaborated with anybody? You know,
no collaborations on this. I think the biggest surprise on this was that I decided to produce it myself, and it was something that I've always wanted to do. And it's exciting because, you know, I got to make it sound how I wanted it to. And so there's a fiddle in there, which feels really, really good. And I feel like it's a little more country than what I've put up before, which I'm really proud of.
Now that is a thing when you give control to somebody else, like a producer. These are your songs and you're telling your story, and they sometimes change. Oh, I want this a little happier and this a little different and more bass or more whatever. And you say, that's not how I envisioned it. So this has to feel rewarding to be able to have complete control.
And I'm no stranger to the studio. I've been making records since I was 15 years old, and I know the process. I know the drill. And being up in Minnesota and writing songs for this record the last year, I was doing a lot of my own demos and just thought, man, what would happen if you just went in and did it yourself? And I mean, the crazy thing is there aren't a ton of female producers. And so I don't have a lot, I could count on one hand, like, the females that I really look up to that do produce their own music. And so it was something that was a little scary to do, but the cool thing was, I had a really supportive community that encouraged me to take a chance on myself. And that's really the greatest lesson I learned through the process. Not just how to make records, but how to decide that, man, I'm going to take a risk on myself. And whatever happens, man, it's going to be a great ride.
Well, you are coming into your own right now. I mean, you know, with the award nomination, and Rolling Stone magazine said, you know, one of your 10 artists you had to know was Caitlin Smith. So you have done a lot of great things in the last couple of years. You've been doing great things for a while now, but finally getting noticed and getting the recognition that you've deserved. So things are starting to move for you.
Yeah, it feels really exciting. I laugh and say I've been on the long and winding road since I moved to Nashville. But honestly, I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, the whole journey of writing for other people has really got me to a place to know what I want to say as an artist. And man, it's been a really, really fun ride. And so it feels really, really exciting to finally have all of these really cool things that I had hoped maybe would happen someday. And these dreams I've had finally come true. So I feel very, very grateful.
Is there a song you wrote and gave away that you wish you hadn't? You wish
No, I never have regret about that. And I, you know, I've given songs away that I've still loved so much, and I've just recorded my own version, just to put it out there in the world. And no, I've never had any bitter feelings. I always think it's the highest compliment when another artist comes along and says, "Man, I love that song enough that I want to sing it every night." And I think that's pretty dang cool.
That's wonderful. Caitlin Smith is talking to us. High is the album. Would you do a song for us?
I would love to. Yeah.
What's the song you're going to perform?
Well, this is one of my favorites off of the new album. I wrote it with Shane McAnally and Laurie McKenna, two of my favorite songwriters. And, you know, this song was kind of birthed out of the time of the pandemic where we were all really isolated. And my husband and I had planned on being on the road all year promoting this album, you know, and all that stuff just went away. And it was really sad and hard for us. We were very lonely. And so our wonderful counselor, he encouraged us to just, you know, still continue to dream together, something that brings us together. And so I remember taking lots of walks, my husband and I and our two kids, and just kind of going to that place of like dreams and hope in a time that was kind of dark and sad. And I thought maybe this is a really good song idea. And so this is for all the dreamers out there. It's called Dreamin's Free. It's a white picket fence. It's a man on the moon. Champagne in Paris. It's a beach town in June. What's it gonna hurt? Ain't the stars there for wishing? I don't think you're crazy. I'm right here and I'm listening. Yeah, I know that it ain't been easy. You got a lot of hurting, but we sure got peace. Up to our knees in the weeds and the trouble. This money don't go on trees. We can run, but wherever we go, even the freeway gonna take its toll on you and me. Baby, we ain't rich, but the dreaming's free. Do you want to sail the ocean or move to Yellowstone? I can be your muse if you want to be Van Gogh. Baby, you can trust me. With any secret you can tell, whisper it right to me. Oh, and let me be your wishing well. Yeah, I know that it ain't been easy. Ain't got a lot of hurting, but we sure got peace. Up to our knees in the weeds and the trouble. Money don't go on trees. We can run, but wherever we go, even the free, we're gonna take its toll on you and me. Sure got bees. to our knees in the weeds and the trouble. Money don't go on streets. We could run, but wherever we go, even the freeway gonna take its toll on you and me.
They're standing all around the world right now. Caitlin Smith, that is beautiful. I love that song. That's really, really a great song. Do you write the lyrics or the melody first? Which comes first for you?
I mean, it's different every day, and it depends on the song. But normally, I'll come up with some sort of melody that I'm kind of singing and then try and figure out what emotion is attached to that specific melody and feeling. Mm-hmm. And then I also keep a list of titles in my phone that, you know, I want to write. And then the rest, we just kind of go from there. So
where is the most unusual place you got inspiration for a song?
Oh, wow. Well, I feel like a lot of people do say this, but the shower is really a place where you're hit with inspiration. I'll just kind of be doing some scales and singing along. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. I'll like have to like sopping wet run across to record something on my phone. That's pretty good. And a lot of times, you know, while I'm driving in traffic, in order to not get too irritated, it's sometimes good to just try and come up with song ideas.
Right. In your dreams, you ever get anything in the middle of the night? You say, I gotta write this out.
I have had songs come to me in dreams, but I wake up and I never remember them, which is a bummer.
And how about your sons, your children, motherhood? Does that inspire songs?
Oh my gosh, all the time. As soon as I found out I was pregnant with my first, it opened a whole new door in my heart to write about and to be inspired about, a whole new way to love that I didn't even know existed. And so, I write about my kids and my husband all the time.
That's great. And what about your tour? Is this an international tour?
So this tour actually, well, we're starting in the U.S. Mm-hmm. I've got 17 days. We've already done three of them. And it'll be mostly U.S. But I've got great hopes. We're trying to figure out Europe and then hitting more of the U.S. later this year. And so we'll see.
Now, when you do travel to Europe and internationally and perform, which you have in the past, what's the response like for country music? Is it the same there as it is here? Is it bigger, better? What's the difference?
I mean, I just did C2C last month in the U.K. and got to play a whole bunch of shows for these U.K. country fans. And man, it is so fun to see that across the pond, people are just as passionate about country music as they are over here. And I mean, like I said, it goes back to what we were saying earlier. There are country folks everywhere, Minnesota and London. So yeah, it was a great response for sure.
And country music fans are, I would tend to say more loyal than the fickle pop music fans that come and go, song to song, trend to trend, but country music fans stick with you.
I agree. I've definitely seen that with my friends' careers and even getting to open for, incredible legends this last year, like George Strait and Reba. It's also fun to see that their listeners are kind of like their parents, and then mm-hmm. they're bringing their kids.
So generation it's like, to generation.
Like, generation around. To generation, yes. Like they're hitting like, and their music is staying through all of the years, which is really incredible.
Did you get to talk much to Reba? Did she give you any advice or say anything?
Yes, she did. It was such a treat to meet her. I asked her what she did to warm, what does she do on a show day to get all ready? She told me she sings about 6 songs in the shower when she wakes up. And I was like, that's a long shower. And then she gave me this great, this like throat lozenge that helps get rid of your dry mouth. She says, well, Tom Jones told Bette Midler and Bette Midler told me, now I'm telling you. And she goes, you gotta have these at every show.
Oh, she is great.
So she was given lots of advice and I ate it all up, man. She's a legend.
So the album is High. Tell me about your favorite songs on the new album.
Oh man, well, it's hard to pick one because they're all your song babies.
Yep.
But I feel really, really excited. Well, Dream is Free.
Yes, the new one. Yep.
The new one, which is great. I love Downtown Baby because it makes me dance. It makes me want to have a good time. And I Don't Like the World Without You, which closes out this project. I wrote it about, you know, going on the road and not being able to bring my kids and my family, because sometimes I have to just go do stuff solo, and how, you know, it's fun because you're at work, but everything kind of feels a little bit sepia toned, a little bit black and white when I'm without them. And so that's definitely one of my favorite tracks. And also Maybe in Another Life's pretty devastating. So if you're looking for a heartbreaker.
Yeah, there, that's the one. Well, the industry sure has changed, you know, over the years, because you're very young and, you know, you're in the stage now where the streaming has been probably there your whole life, you know, with the people to get, you know, since Apple and started this whole thing. Yeah. And you could buy a song, you could, you know, so you, the selling of albums is harder and harder than it used to be. And the industry has made it so it's easier to get songs. Right. But that affects artists, because if people buy one song on your album and they don't buy the whole album, obviously that impacts things.
Right, totally. And well, I did grow up in a time, I grew up on cassette tapes and having the actual
you
CD.
Did? No,
and,
you don't know what a cassette tape is. Come on.
I know what a cassette tape is. I used to sit in front of my boombox and flip them back and forth and read the lyrics. And, you know, so I grew up consuming albums like that where you'd really spend time with it and it becomes such a part of your life. But right, really, you know, the way we consume music has changed so much. Mm-hmm. And it's good and it's bad. I mean, I now have shifted in the way a little bit how I consume things. And so, you know, with this album, we've kind of wanted to give the people what they want, and kind of a slow trickle of like, let's release this song, let people digest it, and kind of release song at a time. And really we're releasing the first half of this project, High, and then High and Low will come later as a whole. But I think people just don't quite make the time or have the time to sit with the whole record. So it's a better way to just give them a good chunk or a catalog of music.
And I know
still, that but over the span of time.
People are selling vinyl too. And that's really helped the industry as well. Are you thinking of releasing High and or High and Low on vinyl?
Maybe? Yes, absolutely. I've got my first two records, Starfire and Supernova, are both on vinyl, because I like to listen to music like that, and my friends do too. So yeah, I fully intend to put High and Low out in vinyl.
That's fantastic. Wow, what a pleasure to meet you and to see you again, you know, to have you on again. But it's been twice in this virtual world. The last time I saw you was also on this virtual world. So yes, I hope that we get world. You know, in the studios now that we're getting COVID behind us. That's gotta, yes. you know. That's a yes. breath of fresh air. You know, the album helped you make it through.
It's such a breath of fresh air. And it's making like, sorry, my guitar almost fell down. like, dropping in there. I mean, it's making everything now that we're open up. Shows are so much more exciting, you know. And so, you know, I feel like folks have been not going to shows for so long that finally when we all get in a room together, you can just feel this incredible energy. And so it's making this tour a heck of a lot of fun. And
we're talking with Caitlin Smith, and what a pleasure it is to have you on the show. And I know you're just getting started. You know, I mean, even though it's been a few years and a few albums, and you've been nominated for some of the biggest awards, and this is just the beginning for you. I know we're going to hear your name for years and years and years to come. You are so pleasant to talk to. What a honest, sincere person, and your music is great. And, you know, really enjoy meeting you and having you on the show.
Thank you so much for making the time to chat and listening to the record. I really, really appreciate it. So next time we'll be in person. It'll be lovely.
Yes, that would be great. I want to come and see one of your shows, because I know country music, not a party. That's a festival. That country shows are a party.
They are a party. And that's, I mean, I've been loving it at my shows. Like, I mean, it's the High and Low tour. And I tell people, hey, we're going high, we're going low, we're feeling all the feelings tonight. So you got to bring your dancing shoes, also your tissues. I like to give people the whole scope of the human experience.
That's great. Where can people hear more about you, the website, your website? I know we can get the album on Spotify and Amazon and wherever you buy music, but how about if people want to get your tour dates or they want to read where you're, what's going on in your life?
Definitely. You can visit CaitlinSmith.com for all of the info with tour dates. I've got new merchandise around this record, which I think is pretty cool. And also on social media, Instagram, Facebook, all of that good stuff. So come find me on there.
So, all right, before we go, I want to give you a chance. I know country and the troops have a close relationship. The troops are tuned in. So if there's anything you want to say to the troops or also the worldwide fans who are in London and Asia and Africa and the Middle East that are tuning in right now to see you, to meet you, and probably to catch up on you.
Well, I have so much to say to everybody. Oh, my gosh. Well,
this is your stage.
Let's start with the troops. And I just want to say hi. Thank you. I wish that I could see you in person and actually give you a real hug right now. I just appreciate the sacrifice that you're giving for us and our country. And it's there aren't words. And so I hope that maybe you could listen to this music wherever you are. I Don't Like the World Without You, I think would be a great song to listen if you're missing your family. Also, for everybody else out there listening, hey, it's nice to meet you. I'm Caitlin. And thank you guys for the support, for tuning in. And I hope to see you someday out on the road.
Wonderful. What a pleasure to have you on the show. Caitlin Smith, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
The album is called Hi. It's Caitlin Smith, and this is Border Crossings on VOA TV.